Hiya, I'm Kurtul, and thanks for joining me for my adventures in the Land of Hearts. This is a monthly podcast, and that's because, other than the story, you've got lots of games, riddles, and things to build. So pop by the Kurtul Kids Pod at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm and discover my magic playbook. See ya!
Here's Kurtul's Adventures in the Land of Hearts. Chapter 2, Geronimo. After what seemed like ages, but which was really just the time you took to blink three times, Kurtul stepped through the other side of the mirror. It seemed as if he had travelled to a million worlds during this time. Beautiful blue and green planets that looked like Earth. Cold, ice-covered rocks that made even a polar bear shiver. He was quite glad to finally emerge in a lush green garden where birds sang in the trees and bright flowers cloaked the grass. Kurtul blinked in the sunlight, rubbed his eyes once and then again, for there, standing in front of him, agitatedly looking this way and that, was his best friend, Hammy. Or, to give him his full name, Prince Hamilton Hamster III, to be precise.
Hammy, how did you get here? Did you also fall down a chimney?
Falling down a chimney? Of course not. One minute, I was immersed in a soaring musical soiree with Maya. The next moment, I'm here.
Hammy puffed out his chubby cheeks indignantly.
And where is here exactly?
I don't know, Hammy. Whatever it is, I'm happy you're here. It's time for us to have another adventure.
The Royal Imperious Hamster protested.
Oh no, you don't, Kurtul. I know you and your adventures.
Come on, Hammy. Aren't you just a teeny-weeny bit tired of being at home for so long?
Hammy pulled himself up to his full height of a few inches, twitched his sandy-coloured right ear, then relented.
Oh well, all right. Lead on then, my brave little friend.
Kurtul and Hammy wandered through the garden, which appeared to be deserted. Unseen to them, hidden creatures scuttled in the undergrowth, watching and listening to the two friends.
Look! A house! Let's see if we can find some food there. I'm hungry.
Kurtul pointed to a quaint cottage nestled amongst a clump of trees. As the friends drew near the cottage, a shadow flitted across the single window.
Greetings, dear sir, or is it madam? May we come inside your humble abode?
Hammy waved a small paw importantly in the air, as a royal imperious hamster was supposed to do.
Yes, you, yes, may, you may, but only if you can answer my question. It won't be easy. If you can answer it, come in and feast to your heart's content. If you can't, well, you won't like what happens.
A deep-throated chuckle shook the cottage, making the windowpane rattle.
Shall we avoid this potential tricky situation?
Hammy tugged at Kurtul's ears from his favourite perch on the little bear's shoulder.
Let's instead perambulate around the garden.
I'm curious. Let's just see what it is. Hi, Mr. House. I'll answer your question.
Kurtul stood in front of the window, trying to peer inside.
Ha! My brave little bear. Let's see what you can do with this. As you can see, my house has a square window in front. It lets in too much light and hurts my eyes, even though you may think I don't have eyes. But I don't like to have curtains or shutters or anything to cover the window. So, the tricky question is, How would you change my window such that it lets in half the amount of light, but is the same height and width as it is now?
That is tricky, Mr. House. But I think I can show you a way if you let us in.
All right. But no tricks.
The door of the house opened, and Kado and Hammy stepped inside.
Here's Magic Playbook Activity 5 at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm. Help Kado solve Mr. House's square window puzzle.
Superb logical thinking, Kado. I thought we were really in trouble there.
Hammy let out a tiny chitter of relief as Kado explained his answer to Mr. House.
Well, Kado, you are the smartest and cutest little bear after all. Thank you for solving my problem. Now eat and rest as much as you like.
Mr. House's voice faded, and the two friends were alone again.
Wow, look at the food, Hammy. Nice, huh? Ooh, there's a ladder too, my favorite.
For a long while, the sounds of two hungry, growing youngsters eating were all that were heard in the now quiet house. But then, Kado's curiosity got the better of him, and he pulled Hammy towards a bright blue door, standing slightly ajar. Creak! Went the door as the two adventurers pushed it open. It was dark inside, except for a small square tile right smack in the middle of the floor. On the tile, in glowing letters, were the words, "Step on me." Without hesitating, Kado and Hammy both jumped on the tile. At first, nothing happened. Then, the letters on the tile grew brighter and brighter, and before you could say, "Geronimo," our intrepid little friends were shot up into the air through a dark tunnel.
Uh-oh, Hammy, I think we've done it again.
Kato clapped his paws over his eyes. Up and up they went, sometimes thrown sideways, sometimes upside down. Eventually, they popped out of what appeared to be a chimney and started falling towards the ground at a frightening pace.
Quick, Hammy! Catch one of those floating seeds! Use it as a parachute! Hold on! Ow!
With a bump, Kado landed on his back in soft green grass, followed seconds later by Hammy, who, being lighter, managed to steer his parachute and landed with a gentle thud on Kado's tummy. Before the friends could catch their breath, a sword was thrust in front of them.
And what do we have here? A pair of flying monsters, are we? Stand up and fight, you cowards!
A knight in white armor, mounted on a horse that was black as coal, stood before them. As he raised his sword again to strike, his horse jumped forwards, and with a loud clank, the knight fell over backwards. Muttering darkly about silly horses, he climbed up on his horse again. This time, the horse stepped back, and the knight fell forwards to land on the ground. Kado and Hammy, who were trying their best to hide their chuckles, rushed forward to help the knight, as it looked as if the horse was about to trample his master.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind for monsters.
Came a muffled voice as the knight struggled to remove his helmet, which had jammed over his head in the fall.
Ah, that's much better. Yes.
We are not monsters, Sir Knight. We are lost in your world. Can you help us get home, please?
Kado asked, his ears drooping ever so slightly as he thought of his soft bed and his mama's hugs and kisses, which he may never feel again.
Dear me, my poor little fellows. Of course I'll help you. That's what knights are supposed to do.
The knight stood up tall, twirled his moustache. The horse rolled his eyes and snorted loudly.
Yes, I'll do that. If you can tell me where we are right now.
Oh, the knight, that's all right then. I think my friend Hammy has found a way over there.
Kato smiled at the knight as he saw Hammy waving energetically from another clump of bushes.
If you're sure, then I must be off. There are monsters everywhere, you know.
The knight got on his horse and lumbered off. Every so often, he fell off sideways. A stream of colourful exclamations filled the air, fading gradually as the eccentric knight and horse went on their way.
Over here, Kato! Come see who I found!
The feisty hamster was rapidly losing his imperious attitude. A gleam of excitement shone from his tiny bright eyes. A small green and orange caterpillar wearing huge spectacles sat on a large green leaf. Hammy crouched in front of the leaf, staring at the caterpillar's many hands, or are they feet? Its two front hands, or feet, were the biggest you ever saw on a caterpillar that small.
It's magic, though. See, he starts with 5 flower petals. Watch, see, now there's only 4.
Haha, Hammy, it's a trick.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, show me how I did it, and I'll give you some real magic presents.
All right, but first, spin me a little bit of silk.
Kato smiled, for he, of course, knew how the trick was done.
What? How did you know? Oh, all right, you win.
The caterpillar protested, gathering up his flower petals and prepared to leave.
Hey, caterpillar, wait! You promised to give us some real magic prezzies.
I shouldn't have said that. But a promise is a promise. You just have to wait a while, though.
Caterpillar grumbled. He pulled out a bit of silk and started spinning. Long silvery strands glittered in the bright sunlight as he spun. Finally, just as Kato and Hammy started to nod sleepily, Caterpillar stopped spinning and said,
Here you go then. These are magic cloaks. They can really make you disappear when you want to. Use them carefully. The magic only works once.
Still muttering about
bears and mice who are too smart for their own good.
The caterpillar crawled away.
Crack the caterpillar's magic petals trick. Practice it and you can surprise your friends too. This Magic Playbook Activity 6 can be found at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
Magic cloaks, eccentric heroes, puzzles, riddles. What other adventures lie ahead for Kato and Hammy? Find out next month in the Land of Hearts from the Kato Kids Pod. Don't forget to share your skills with Kato by solving his magic playbook at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.